This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. It's time for a community interview on MPR.
This morning, I am talking to Nicole Gaffney from To The Front. Now, To The Front is a program aimed at, I guess, like broadening music for more people. We can look at that in a second. But first, good morning, Nicole. How's it going?
Good morning. I'm going good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. So, I said broadening more people. That's a very, like, limited way of putting it. It's specifically aimed at making music accessible to women, intersex people, trans, takatāpui, queer and gender diverse people, which, like, amazing. Absolutely fantastic thing to be doing. Like, music only gets better the more voices can participate and the more you can bring down, like, historical barriers that stop people participating.
Yes, absolutely. I agree.
So, I mean, this program's been running here in Palmerston North for a few years now, right?
Yep, our first program in Palmerston North was in 2022, but the program has been running around the country since 2017, so under the Girls Rock Aotearoa umbrella. So it's been around for about 7 years in New Zealand, which is great.
Yeah, I mean, I've been kind of watching with curiosity all the stuff that Girls Rock has been doing, because there was that whole, I'm trying to remember who was kind of specifically involved in leading it, but there was this kind of big push from female New Zealand musicians to kind of talk about the state of the music industry and improve things. And in the wake of that, seeing the stuff that Girls Rock's been doing is really impressive.
Yeah, I think, like, it's kind of been long in the making to kind of do something like this. And we just find that making change is really effective when we're doing it with young people, because if you're changing the culture from the start, you can kind of change how people approach different music spaces and how people approach making music. And it just seems to be working, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, in some, you know, there have been deliberate actions by people who benefited from it. But a big part of why things were the way they were for so long was inertia, right? Like, because it was difficult for women and other people who were not men, people didn't go into music, therefore the space stayed predominantly male, and it kind of mutually reinforces itself. So by pushing, or not pushing, but by encouraging more people into the space kind of at that bottom level as young people, what you're doing is you're setting the scene for when those people are old enough to be in positions of influence, they can make life easier for others, and that will reinforce itself as well.
Absolutely. Like, I think that you can really see the way that we have our mentors who are great role models as well, and like how much that feeds the young people. So like when I was young, the only reason I thought I could make music was because I saw myself on stage one, like a few times. And I think it's really important to have that representation of those role models and seeing that you can do it. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, There's a temptation if you're in any field where you're maybe trying to make a name for yourself to feel like competitive about that. But I think one of the things that can be really good about music is that at its best, you don't have to do that. You know, you really can be collaborative and community minded in a way that benefits everyone.
Yeah, for sure. That's a huge part of what we do at To The Front, is just trying to, create that community and that collaboration and get rid of the competitive nature. I think a lot of other youth programs and youth music-focused things kind of have a bit of a competitive element.
People love competitions, and I mean, there is a place for them. I do think things like the Smoke-Free Rock Quest, for example, are really valuable, but, you know, it's great to have non-competitive spaces as well.
Exactly. You have to have both. I also love a competition.
So we've been talking a bit about young people. Can we be a bit more specific about the kind of age brackets that we're talking about here?
Yes. So our program is open to youth age 12 to 17. And then we have specifically for women, intersex, trans, takatāpui, gender and queer and gender diverse youth. And then for our mentors, we take anyone over 18. And we basically want them to be, they don't necessarily even have to be having music experience, as long as they're kind of keen on the idea as well. For the young people, they don't have to have music experience at all. They don't need to like have touched a guitar or drums or anything before. And our mentors, we love having mentors who are maybe youth focused or teachers or things like that. So we try and get a really broad range of people to influence each other. Yeah.
So I understand that based on the conversation that we had briefly before I hit record, that the applications for the youth to participate stay open pretty much until the event launches. So the school holiday program component runs 4th to 7th of October, but the mentors you want to be kind of sorted out a bit earlier than that, so we're probably looking something like the start of September. I'm guessing that's just so that you can kind of make sure that you've got people organized and they're briefed and you can check them out and all that kind of thing.
Absolutely, yeah. We go through really intensive vetting processes with our mentors to make sure that they're the right people to be role models for our young people. So, yeah.
Excellent. So for the youth who attend, can you like go into a wee bit of detail about the kind of stuff that they get up to over the course of the 3 days or so?
Yeah, I can do. So basically young people will come on the first day. We'll have a opening gig, which is really fun. So we'll have local musicians come in to perform. They will also partake in a workshop, and we have a lot of hands-on workshops. So they're kind of like fun things that they can do, like crafts. So learning to make their own t-shirts, they're learning to make zines, their kind of performance confidence, electronic music we've had in the past. And throughout the weekend, they're doing learning an instrument. So they get to choose an instrument that they want to learn. They get lessons for that. And then they form a band and write a song together and perform at a showcase at the end. Yeah. So it's a lot in there.
Yeah. That's quite intensive. But it's also, you know, it's giving people practical skills in creativity, which is really valuable because, you know, if you know how to make your own t-shirt, you can try and scale that up a wee bit and make a few of them, you know, so that you can give them away or sell them if you decide that being in a band is a thing that you want to do. And same with zines and all that sort of stuff. Like it's giving people access to those skills, I suppose, to participate in culture.
Yeah, and I think a big part of our program is not just about the music, it's about the music community. So there are so many different people who operate in that community. And I know we've run radio workshops as well in the past. We've done taonga puro. We've done all different kinds of things, but it's kind of giving them a sort of holistic experience of what it's like to be a musician and kind of like dabble, or if they don't even want to be a musician, that's okay. If they want to say they want to become a manager in the future or a t-shirt screen printer, we kind of have those different ways that they can interact with the community still.
Yeah, absolutely. And like having that project of like, we will come out of this having put together a song and performed it. Like, that's a real milestone in terms of like, I proved I was able to do this thing, you know, that's really powerful.
Yeah, hugely powerful. And like getting them to perform it in front of their family and friends as well is like, it's a super wholesome, it's the best part of the week. It just becomes like this super, yeah, it's a huge achievement. And it's like, you can just see the confidence being lifted, like from the start to then, it's a huge improvement.
Yeah, amazing. Well, look, thank you very much for talking this morning. If people like the sound of this, they have young people that they think would be interested, or they are young people that they think would be interested, or they want to be mentors, like, what's the best way to then, like, take the next step and register and get involved? And I suppose also, like, are there limited spaces?
There are limited spaces. I believe we have up to 25 for young people and about the same for mentors. But if they head to girlsrock.co.nz, there's a big button on there that says to the front Te Papaioia, which is Palmerston North. They need to click on that one and it says apply now, and there'll be different applications. The youth one, you will have to have a guardian help you fill it out because we need some special info from there. But the mentor one, adults can apply for that one. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, look, thank you very much for talking this morning, Nicole.
Awesome. Thank you.
You've been listening to another community interview on NPR, also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.